Om Shanti. 18th September 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you be seated on a vehicle holding the ornaments and grant a vision of the Father by becoming a Mahavir. A Mahavir means one who holds. A Mahavir means one who holds a weapon. Shaktiyas and Pandavas are always shown seated on a vehicle of something, and they are also shown holding a weapon. The weapon is their ornament. The vehicle is the elevated stage, and the ornaments are all powers. Only those who are seated on their vehicle and are holding their ornaments can become images that grant visions and grant a vision of the Father. This is the duty of the Mahavir children. A Mahavir is one who with his flying stage is able to overcome all the adverse situations. So Baba is telling the definition of Mahavir. Mahavir is somebody who holds a weapon. Mahavir is somebody who has a vehicle. And Mahavir is somebody who has flying stage. So, a Mahavir has three qualifications. The first qualification of a Mahavir, the first thing that a Mahavir will have will be a vehicle. Second thing is some weapon, and third thing is flying stage. In Indian philosophy, only few people have been called Mahavir. One is Hanuman, who is called Mahavir, and second, the founder of the Jain religion, Vardhaman Mahavir. So Mahavir means somebody who is strong, somebody who is powerful, and it is shown that a Mahavir carries a vehicle. For example, Kartikeya is shown with a vehicle, eagle. And then he is shown with a weapon and then flying stage. So for that matter, each and every deity in the Indian mythology is shown with these three things. So here the vehicle is the elevated stage. What is the vehicle? Stage. And second, what is the weapon? All powers are the weapons. And the third thing is flying stage. Flying stage means one who is overcome, who is able to overcome all the adverse situations. So these are the three things associated with a Mahavir, with a master almighty authority soul, with a powerful soul, with a yogi soul. So he will have a very strong elevated stage of mind. He will have all the powers with him, and he will have ascending stage, flying stage, with which he would be able to cross all the adverse situations. So these are the three things which are needed. So as I said, Hanuman is usually called Mahavir. So if you look at Hanuman, does he have a vehicle? He doesn't have any vehicle. He flies. So he doesn't need any vehicle. But other deities, even they fly, but they have vehicle. So everybody has vehicle. So that vehicle is nothing but our elevated stage. And all weapons are ornaments. So they are all powers. And flying stage is lying above. Not fighting, but crossing the mountains. So, to have a very strong vehicle means what? Means to have a very strong stage. And why a vehicle is needed? It is shown in Ramayana that all the deities, they came down and they offered Rama their chariot, because Ravana had got a very very mayavi chariot which would appear and disappear and it would go anywhere. So the deities thought, let us give something to Rama also so that the battle is balanced. So a vehicle is needed for what? With vehicle you can travel fast. With vehicle you remain protected. With vehicle, what else? To have vehicle is a sign of status and prestige. If somebody has got big car, that shows that yes, that person is very very influential, dominant. So he is a VIP. In some of the medical colleges, those who are private medical colleges, the fees of the student is decided on the basis of the car, which car they have come to the college with their parents for admission. So on the basis of that, the fees is negotiated. Okay, in private medical colleges, whether they have to take 30 lakhs, 50 lakhs, 90 lakhs, or even more than that. Auto person will never go to private colleges. Not allowed. There you have to pay a lot. Everything payment, it's not like government. Government is very simple. You don't have to pay anything. Our fees of the hostel was 250 rupees for 6 months. That was the fees of government hostels. That was the only fees one had to pay. That's it. But in private colleges, it's exorbitant prices. So, vehicle is a sign of prestige also. Then what else? Vehicle is needed for comfort. Very nice. It's very, you can travel in a very cozy, comfortable manner. You can even sleep in your vehicle. Then what else? Dust. Dust, voices, rain, sun, storms, dogs, stray animals. You remain safe. Then what else? And you reach in time because they travel faster. So vehicles are needed for traveling fast. Then what else? Then what else? There's a vehicle. You can carry others with you. You can give lift. You can use it for seva purpose. And you can also not give lift and fulfill your own ego. So that is also one of the things. Then what else? So these are some of the things. So just as a vehicle is needed for all these things, so elevated stage is also a vehicle. So when one has got elevated stage, one remains protected, one travels fast, one is protected from rain and storms and stray animals on the street, and one is very comfortable with the elevated stage. Once the stage falls down, one enters into a very very uneasy, angst-ridden stage. So, elevated stage is a vehicle. Just as whatever benefits a vehicle has got, elevated stage, a person with elevated stage will have prestige. He will command prestige, or he will command respect with an elevated stage. So, elevated stage is our vehicle. Second thing is, All powers are our weapons. Again in Ramayana, when Sri Ram was wandering in the forest and he used to visit different saints and different sages, and those sages and those saints would offer him divine powers or divine weapons so that he could fight all those demons, all those devils in future, because they had the pre-inkling, pre-idea about the forthcoming war with Ravana, or even some of the most terrible demons who were hiding in the jungle. So they had that pre-inkling about that, and that's why wherever Rama went, he was offered divine powers, divine weapons. Even at one place, that Sita was given one sari which would not get spoiled by dust, or that would not have wrinkles. A divine sari, wrinkle free divine sari, was offered by Anusuya, Mother Anusuya. So when there is an imminent war, all the preparations were done beforehand. All the sages, all the saints, all the sadhus, they offered their blessings and they gave him some secret astra. There are two things. One is shastra, another is astra. Shastra and astra, there is a difference. What difference? Astra you can see and you can hold. While shastra you can see and hold. While astra, they manifest. They are not there. But you invoke them. Avahan. You invoke them. You chant some mantra and they appear. And then you... So they are a huge list. Armamentarium is very big. So, what are our weapons? Powers. Spiritual powers. Divine powers. Yesterday Baba talked about power to pack up. Packed suitcase. So in the similar manner there are so many powers. So those powers are our weapons. Those powers are our ornaments. So second is weapons. The third is flying stage. What is flying stage? Angelic stage. What things are needed for flying? Seven things are needed for flying. What are they? To fly, what is needed? First, wings. Okay. If you have wings, you start flying. Then? No, don't tell those things. Tell things which are related to the person. Light. The person should be light. Then only one can fly. Then what else? Fuel. Okay. No, don't tell that. We are not talking about those outside like objects. Desire, or rather what is needed for flying is strong willpower. Very strong willpower is needed for flying. Then what else is needed for flying? Destination, sky. Okay, these are all the things. Reasons, okay. Then what else? What is needed for flight? Health should be okay. Less luggage, that is light. And what else? Ticket. We are not talking about that flight. We are talking of a person who is about to fly. Or a bird. Take the example of bird. A bird is there. Small bird, churungun. Churungun. Free. He should not be chained. The first thing which is needed for flight is wings. You should have wings. Second thing is your feet should be unchained. If the feet are chained, how can you fly? The second thing is chain free. The third thing is no cage. If you are in the cage in pinjara, how can you fly? There shouldn't be any cage, otherwise you won't be able to fly in that vast sky, unlimited sky above. So there shouldn't be any cage. Then strong willpower, as we said, very strong willpower is needed for the flight. And then what else? Practice. If you don't have practice, how will you fly? Just keep one bird caged in one prison for 10 years. He will forget to fly. And he will crawl. Because he has lost the practice. Then confidence that I can fly. Self-confidence is needed for flying. Strong willpower is also needed. Self-confidence is needed for flying. And last, the divine call. Unless and until the divine calls comes from above, person doesn't fly. No matter what is happening, some call should come from above. In that poem, that small bird Churungun, he feels he has learned flying, and he is telling his mother on and often, "I have learned flying." He is asking, "Have I learned flying?" The mother says, "No, you have not learned flying. This is your illusion. You have not learned flying." So he, first of all, he comes out and he sees the world. And he feels, "Now I have learned flying." He asks his mother, "Have I learned?" Mother says, "No, you have not learned flying." Then he starts flitting from one twig to another, one branch to another. And he again asks his mother, "Have I learned flying?" Mother says, "No, you have not learned flying." Then he starts moving from up and down, from the top to the bottom of the tree, and he starts eating fruits, and he starts collecting fruits which are fallen down, and he asks, "Have I learned flying?" Mother says, "No, you have not learned flying." Then he tries to jump from one tree to another tree, and then he feels, "Now have I learned flying?" Mother says, "No, not still." And then he says, "Now I hear the voice of the sky." See, some unheard voice, some divine voice has come to me. "Now tell, have I learned flying?" Mother says, "Now you have learned flying." So divine call is needed. So for flight, wings are needed. No chains. No cage. Self-confidence. Practice. Willpower. And divine call. Divine call should come. Once the divine call comes, one cannot stop then. I remember long back when I was in one ashram before Brahma Kumaris, one Kumar or one youth, one brother used to come to that Swami every day, and he used to ask, "Should I take sannyas?" So that Swami used to tell him, "No, please don't take. Wait for the divine call. Because you have not received divine call yet. Because when you will receive divine call, you will not ask." You are asking means the call has not come. So when the call comes, nobody can stop. So let the call come. So for flight, all these things are needed. So Mahavir is somebody who has got three qualifications. First, he will have vehicle, a bike, a car. Sometimes this Ganesha is shown in bike also nowadays. Modern Ganesha is shown in bike, sometimes in car. Here the vehicle is elevated stage. When one has got vehicle, he can give lift to other. When one has got vehicle, he can travel faster. When one has got vehicle, he is protected from rain, from storms and street dogs. And when one has got a vehicle, one can go comfortably, one can even sleep, one can travel faster. And that is also a sign of prestige, that we have got such a big vehicle. Our car is the best. So, elevated stage is a vehicle. strong stage, elevated stage, powerful stage is a vehicle that will travel very fast. Weapon. All our weapons, which weapons we have got? Powers. Just as we gave the example of Rama, wherever, whichever ashram he is visiting, each and every saint is imparting him some divine vehicle, weapons. So, our quiver, Tarkash, that should be filled with arrows of knowledge. So, lot many weapons are needed. Different weapons are needed, not just one type of weapon. Because different demons, they require different types of weapon. There were certain devils, they would get killed only by certain type of weapons. That's why that Indra, he comes to that Rishi Dadichi and he requests him, please give me your bones because I want to kill some demon. So, different weapons, different demons, they get killed only by particular weapon or only by particular person. That it is shown that Shankar is there and Parvati is there, but yet that Tarkasur, he would not get killed. He would get killed only by the son of Shiva or Shankara. And then that Kartikeya takes birth. So that is how all the stories. Lot of hodgepodge. So, each and every devil will require a specific weapon. The one, if you are using for one, the other would not get killed with that. He will require a specific, because each of these devils, they have taken Vardhan, blessing from some god or goddesses, and they would kill only by that manner. So this is how, so we should also have lot of weapons with us. Weapon of knowledge, weapon of gyan, weapon of power, weapon of seva, blessings, everything with us. But Sudarshan Chakra, not everyone will have, it's shown. It's only few selected, or only one person who is shown to have that, and which is passed generation to generation. Okay, and the last thing is flying stage. There are 7 stages in Brahmin life. What are they? No, not infant. 7 stage. First is Thertikala. Thertikala means you are stopped. No Purushart. Purushart has gone. Full stop to Purushart. That is Thertikala. Then is Chaltikala. Chalti is walking. You start realizing, hey, everybody is doing Purushart, let me also do. So one has started walking. Then is Daurtikala. One has started running. He understands that it is not enough to walk. Now I need to run. Then he starts running. And then there is a Chadtikala. Chadti first. He starts climbing, ascending. Okay. And then first positive ones. And then Udti is flying. So stopping, then walking, then running, then climbing, and then flying. And now there are few negative ones. Descending stage. Girti is a bad word. Utarti, that is a better word. One starts coming down. So one starts coming down from that high stage of Purushartha. So that is Utartikala. And sometimes Girtikala also. Somebody falls down. Very, very strong fall. Very. So somebody falls down. And then somebody said jumping. Jumping is what? What is jumping stage? Jumping and flying is near about similar. So I don't want to. Baba has ever said about jumping stage? High jump, he said. But as a kala, he did not say it. As an art, he did not say it. It's not a kala. To jump is a different thing. So these are some of the stages of Brahmin life. So few stages are negative. Three are negative. One is standstill stage. Thertikala. There shouldn't be any Thertikala. There should not be any Girtikala. Falling down. There should not be any descending stage. girti kala, utarti kala, all these things should not be there. Hmm? No, that is a positive one. So these are 7 different stages of Brahmin life. Om Shanti.